Welcome to this five-part devotional titled, What Happens Next? In this devotional, we're going to be talking about some of the experiences that happened after the resurrection of Jesus. All five parts will be posted to our social media, so check it out. We hope it encourages you and we hope it blesses you.
Hey, you've made it to day three of our devotional, and I am so excited for you. And here's why, because there is actually this rule, and it's not scripture or anything, but there's actually this rule that I wanted to share with you. And it's in regards to like healthy habits. And so I'll share it and then you can take it or leave it and do what you will with it. But here's the rule. It says, and here lies the power of the 3-day rule. If you want to break a habit, stop doing it for 3 days straight. If you want to continue a positive habit, make sure you don't skip it for 3 days straight, because if you let it lapse, it's hard to start again. So if you have made it for all 3 days consecutively of this devotional, kudos to you, pat on the back, applause, all of that, because you are developing some healthy habits and one that, to be honest, has eternal consequences. And so if you weren't able to make it for all 3 days straight, that is okay, because after this video and after you watch this one, you can go back and watch the other two, which will be posted on our YouTube. You can find us at The Grove Church, and it will also be posted on our website, and you can find us there at yourgrovechurch.org. So if you weren't able to make it for all 3 days, start now, watch this one, then watch the other two over the next 2 days, and you'll be on your way to developing a healthy habit as well. And then everyone who has been watching this 3 straight days, man, I am so thankful that you've been able to tune in. And I just pray that God is doing something incredible in your life. Hey, for today's devotional, this one is going to be short and sweet. And it really is something that I want to encourage you with. And just two scriptures I wanted to share. And for these two scriptures, you know what? When you read them, it's very simple to kind of take a base level understanding of what it's talking about. But I actually want to try to put it together and make it make sense in the context of our current walk with Christ. And this is for anyone, regardless of where you're at, whether you are new in your faith, whether you are building a deeper relationship, whether you are, you know, just trying to reintroduce yourself to Christ, wherever you're at, I think this applies. And so I'll read the text first, and then I'll share what's been on my heart in regards to these two verses. So it's actually in John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31. And here's what it says. It says, the disciples saw Jesus do many other miracles and signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book, speaking of the Bible. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. I love that so much. I'm actually going to read it again for you. It says, the disciples saw Jesus do many other miracles and signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book. Verse 31, but these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. And so here's the quick takeaways that I want to share from these two verses. And the first one is this. You will not know it all, and that's okay. And I'll say that again. You will not know it all, and that is okay. I think the misconception about Christians in general is that we are know-it-alls and that we have it all together and we have all the answers. The other misconception is that we might be know-it-alls and really know nothing at all. And so we kind of display that in other ways. But in any event, I will say, truthfully speaking, no matter how long you've been a Christian and no matter how long you've walk this walk, you will never know it all. And John tells us that, like, yo, there's so much that happened during Jesus's ministry that wasn't recorded. And so there's a lot that we just don't know. And I heard a pastor put it this way, is like, you know, Jesus might have been spitting on the ground and making steaks in that day, but we would never know that because it's not recorded in scripture. And that doesn't mean that we can take the liberty with Jesus's character and start throwing some of these other things out as far as what Jesus might have done and how would we know because it's not recorded. No, Jesus is who he says he is, and we get a great sense of his character when we read what we know about him as of today. And so when we read scripture, we get an understanding, or at least we know and can kind of parse out some of his characteristics. And so we can't take liberty with this character, but the truth still remains that we don't know everything that Jesus did. And it kind of speaks to the fact that we won't have all the knowledge that others on the outside looking in might think we have, or sometimes that we act like we have. And yes, we do act like it sometimes, that we know it all, but the fact is that we don't. And that is okay. We don't have to live up to the status of having all the answers and having all the right things to say. Even as a pastor, sometimes I still struggle with the right words to say. And I have to approach a conversation often by praying and just saying, Lord, give me the right words to say in this moment. Because Lord knows if it's just coming from me, it is going to lack power. It's going to lack empathy. It's going to lack all of that. But if I know the Holy Spirit is backing me and supporting me and giving the words to say, I know it's going to come across with so much empathy, and it's going to support people in ways that I couldn't even imagine. But I don't know it all. And so I'm relying on the Holy Spirit to help me in every single moment of the day, regardless of what I'm doing, whether it is in my profession where I think I have a pretty good grasp on what I'm doing. I still need to ask the Holy Spirit what he wants me to do and how he wants me to do it, because at the end of the day, it's only through him that I am able to move and have my being, is what scripture says. And so I rely on him every single day. And I trust that when I don't know it all, where I am deficient and where I am lacking, that is where he is strong. Where I am weak, that is when his strength is made perfect. And so I can rely on him to fill in the gaps of my knowledge, or to fill in the gaps in the moments where I really need him to help support me in something that I'm unsure about. And so I want to hopefully release you from walking this walk and thinking you have to be perfect or you have to know it all. We will never know it all, and that is okay. And then the second thing that I kind of just want to pull out of this text is really the simple fact that the reason why John's gospel and the reason why scripture is written and shared with us is for us to believe and to have faith. And what I love about what we read is that it talks about continuing to believe. And that is the part of the encouragement that I really want to stress, is that even in the moments where you feel like, man, I wish I had it all together, or I wish I knew more about this, but because I don't, I kind of feel like I need to give up, or I'm inadequate, or I'm not good enough. When you have those moments, what I want you to do is think about this text that talks about continuing to believe. Think about it. It comes on the heels of us as Christians being told that not everything that Jesus did was written, and so thus we won't know everything. And so it comes on the heels of that. And so the confidence that we have to have in verse 31 is that even though we don't know it all, continue to believe, continue to have faith, because what the enemy wants you to do is he wants you to highlight and underline and circle all of your deficiencies. And he wants you to look at those things every single day and start speaking death over your life and start making you want to give up. That is his MO. That is what he does. And so what we have to do is we have to take the encouragement that John gives us. Number one, we won't know it all, and that is okay. That is not the purpose of scripture. That is not the purpose of our walk with Christ, to know it all. And number two, because we don't know it all does not mean that we have to stop or pause or remove ourselves from the faith. No, in actuality, what we should do is continue trusting and continue believing, because everything we need to know is in this book and it's in the scripture. So even though we don't know it all, man, the confidence that we have is that what we do know is good enough. What we do know is helpful enough. What we do know is sufficient for us to believe and have faith in Christ. And so I hope that encourages you today, wherever you're at. Man, share this with a friend, share this with a pastor, because sometimes as pastors, we struggle with having all the right answers and knowing all the right things to say. And the reality is that we'll never have all of the right things to say. And so share this with your pastor, share this with a friend, share this with a coworker who's kind of got that stress on them. And even you, meditate on this and trust in God's word that what we do know is good enough. And all we have to do is continue believing in spite of the fact that we won't know it all. And when we do that, I think God just honors our humility. And I think God helps us in those moments where we are lacking. So I pray that this blesses you. As always, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for every single person connected with you. And I just pray that God does extraordinary things in your life this year.